What's up?
Yep.
My gosh, Aaron, your internet's horrible.
It's Kevin's.
No, it's no on Ron's.
I know.
He really
needs to switch that to a dedicated server. Cause I can easily change my ports and host that shit for him or something. Like to my public server, I can easily change my ports. It's not that fucking hard.
Yeah, I just
what,
don't
for Ron, you mean?
Yeah.
Because Ron's net's being stupid?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was yours, Aaron.
No, it's Ron's. The whole server's cutting out, because when I go in the Star Trek Nightly, no, when I go in the Star Trek channel.
Nightly? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go in there, and the whole thing's cutting out. It's not just me.
Wait, Ganahe.com? Is that his home address? Oh, that's ridiculous. That's stupid. He should not
He's
be doing that.
He's hosting that off of a Mac.
What the hell? Oh, good
He's
luck for him.
He's hosting that off of a Mac.
Oh, good luck for him.
By the way,
get Ethernet if you're going to do it that way. Good grief.
By the way, we're doing a tribute to Sean if you want to join. Because studio is being a... Bye!
Bye.
apparently LQ is too bad for Kevin, too. Oh, God!
What is what? What is what? I don't know yet.
Well, no yet. Gosh.
Chris is dead.
I'm surprised. No, it's actually my brother going, when's dinner? I'm like, I don't know yet. I thought the NVIDIA Con meeting was now. That's why I almost went to the Zoom link.
Wait,
is
me
it
too.
6 or 5? I'm so confused.
I don't know. A Lamar server?
No. Hold on, let me look. S-E-R, Laura, S-U-M. No! I see three TT comms, that's it.
Wait, when's fucking con?
That's what I want to know too!
Let me call Doug. FaceTime audio, Doug Oliver.
Making a FaceTime audio call to
Doug Oliver.
Hi!
Yaren, what's up?
Hey, when's con, you know?
What? Why did it say there's 5 people in the studio?
The Zoom link's not up, so I don't know what's going on. Should I call Laura or what?
I don't know what to do.
I'll call Laura.
Where are you at now?
Ron, Sean, it's TK.
Who's all up there?
Me, Chris, and Kevin. Fucking hell! Alright, I'm gonna call Laura.
I'm honestly pissed, because this is not...
Me too, this is getting ridiculous. I wasn't told... I was told 5 o'clock, and...
So was I!
I checked the Zoom link, and nothing's there.
Oh, that's hilarious! You should have heard that. The logout sound and your A lady went off at the same time. It's so hilarious.
It was last weekend, she told me. Ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
It's almost 5:30 Eastern time. I'm gonna give Laura a call. Hold on, I'll call you. I'll call you back or whatever.
Okay.
FaceTime audio, Laura Cornwell on speaker.
This is piss.
I'm having to eat at a weird time because I told my mom I was having a meeting at 5. She was gonna be eating at 5, you fucking dickwad.
My gosh.
I don't mean to be rude, but
no,
die.
No.
Ridiculous.
You know I would be hell more organized than this. Oh god.
Yeah?
Who said that? Wait, you called the Apple Store? Wait, that's the Apple Store you just talked to?
No, that's Doug Oliver, because the NVDA con Zoom meeting is not up.
And what did he say?
I was there at 5, and Doug's like, oh, God. I feel like Laura's sleeping or something. I did...
I did
tell her to consider taking a nap or something, because she was sounded very burnt out.
Well, she overslept, so she needs to get the fuck out of here and see the fuck's going on here. I'm like, I'm about to fucking read. I'm about to just go apeshit. Because I'm having to eat at, like, 8 o'clock at night because of this fucking bullshit. I want to eat with my family, but I can't. Let me call Sean M. See if he knows what's going on. FaceTime audio, Sean Martin on speaker.
Making a FaceTime audio call to Sean Martin on speaker.
I'm fucking done. Bullshit better be fucking over.
I agree, Aaron. Ugh. It's hilarious,
wait,
but it's
you,
horrible
wait,
at the same
time.
Wait,
are you still hosting? Are you still
hosting? Hey, Oliver hosting?
Hello?
Hey, it's Aaron. Oh, do you know where Laura's at, by any chance?
No, I don't. Right now, I'm working on my team, on my radio show.
Okay. I didn't know if you were talking to her or not. Okay.
No, I haven't been talking to her. Why?
Because she's supposed to be at a... We're wondering what's going on, because the NVDA Con Zoom meeting is not up, and it's supposed to be at 5 Eastern, 4 Central. And she's the only one that can get a hold of somebody. We don't know what's going on.
I would get a hold of Nimmer if I had his info. Or Robert.
I know she was dealing with a problem at home last I knew, so...
Oh, dear. Alright.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, where's Doug Williams? Is the DCOM up here?
Yes, it is.
Can you message it?
It's up on my... It's up literally on every server I... Almost every server I go. It's up on my server. It's up on... What? McKenna's? Both of his servers? Aye. TTCOM, how about that?
Hi?
I'm actually gonna... hello?
What's up there?
UMSG, D-L-E-E. Hey there. I wasn't sure if you knew of... anything relating to NVDA Con tonight? Question. The meeting wasn't up at almost 5 last time.
Wait, is it up now?
I checked. Left paren, we'll check again after I send this. And... there wasn't anything from the list as far as I know. Thanks. I'll check again.
It's 5:30 p.m.
Oh, the meeting host will let you in soon. Okay. Never
mind.
It's
not up yet. It's not up yet.
Yes, it is. It's connecting.
Is it up?
Hey guys. My apologies. We did not know what was going on. I didn't know what time this was starting because it never was open like 10 minutes before when I was over there. It was like 10, 15 minutes before, and I didn't see it up, so I'm like, okay. yeah.
Wait, so is Doug in there?
Oh, yes, sorry about that. No, yeah, my apologies, yeah. Yeah.
Is Doug up
there? No, I just wanted to let you know.
Laura needs to get her fucking bed up here. have a Zoom link. I have it. I have it. Wait, I'm asking, is Doug in there? Oliver.
Let me look. Hold on. No. I just see Chris. I just see me, Nimmer, Robert, Quentin Christensen, Derek, and Alana. And Laura is here. Good.
Just tell Laura to Doug Oliver.
I didn't realize it was. I didn't realize it was up, and I didn't get back in. I should have. Bleh. I feel bad.
What would you like to know about Doug?
FaceTime audio, Doug Oliver.
FaceTime audio, Doug Oliver on speaker.
Making the FaceTime audio, Doug Oliver. Call to Doug Oliver on speaker.
FaceTime audio call to Doug Oliver.
Let's see who answers first. Let's see who answers first. It's gonna be you.
Hey Chris. Hey Doug. Hey, we came in apparently halfway from the meeting. I didn't realize it was gonna be up right on the dot. Oops. Okay. Well, if I find the link on the phone, I'll send it to you. Or do you want to go? Because it's the same link we had last time.
Is anybody in there?
Yes. Yes. Yep. Everybody we need. We've got Quentin, Alana, Laura. You name it. Basically, Robert. Robert is, Nimmer, yep.
What about Brandon?
Brandon's not. That's the only other person I don't know about. But
okay.
That's...
Get a hold of him and get him the link. I'll be there in a second. Just give me all a minute,
right.
And I'll be
there. All right, I'll see if I can. All right.
Tell them I'll be there in just a minute. I'm wrapping up dinner, so I'll be there in just a second.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Call Brandon.
Call Brandon Hennis on speaker.
Calling Brandon Hennis. iPhone on speaker.
What the? I still have an iPhone. I shouldn't have it on iPhone. I need to switch it because he has an Android now.
Switches to Android.
I'm afraid he may not.
Hello, I've got somebody calling me from a 603 number. Hello?
Yes, Brendan. This is Christopher Duffley. How are you?
Hang in there. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that the meeting is going on now. I don't know if you're able to get there or not.
I wasn't even made aware there was a meeting. Okay, so that's news to me.
Yeah, for
it's an NBA
con. NBA con today. It's apparently every 2 weeks now.
I'll see if I can make it. I've got multiple things going on at once, so I'll see if I can make it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Catch you in a bit, Chris.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, Brandon.
He wouldn't hear you, so.
Yeah, I'm coming in now.
I'm still here.
Yep, I'm here too. I can do the show real quick. While this is loading.
Hang on.
If it never loads. Hi, Zoom. Let me go over here. I should join on my phone, but I shouldn't. I'm not gonna do that. Ew!
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I basically said that Aaron would be coming in, and apparently this was news to Brandon that a meeting was going on. Okay. What? Okay, then. Yeah, he's got a lot going on, and someone's calling. Oh, no, it's a FaceTime. Forget it. Yeah. He said, let me see if I'll make it. I've got multiple things going on. I'm like, okay, sounds good. Yeah. Actually, it would be nice just as, actually, it would be nice to have, to just, like we did last meeting, I would like a whole email for the list just so that we know what's going on. Just so that all of us know what was going on. Yeah, what is that? That's actually how I chatted. I used Alt-H. I typed in the text field. It works, but deleting text, you don't hear anything unless you, and you don't get spaces. It's not like a regular text field. It's one of those like weird text field. I don't know what it is, but it works. I would like to see the Zoom enhancements add-on do that, but I don't know much Python. I would be willing to learn Python. I would like to learn more, but... Oh, yeah, Dougley could possibly send a pull request. There you go. Oh, no, dude! Oof. Damn. All right, then. Oops. Okay then. Wow. So what exactly is this all about, Doug, or should we talk privately maybe? Okay, so yeah, sounds good. I don't like how it hides the list, but that's about it. And you can do a Q&A, you can chat in it. Yep, 10,000. 10,000. Oh, that's even more. Okay, then. Oh, true. Yeah, I've seen 10,000 so far, so. Oh, I understand that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought they still did a meeting. Okay, no? Ah. Right. Nah, that's cool.
Hi.
It's 5:45 p.m.
Got my phone back. It's charging. Bye, Kevin.
Bye?
Wait, are you recording this?
Ah, oh, shoot! I think... crap. Hold on. Is it being recorded? That's the question. I need to...
I'm okay with it.
Okay,
I'm good.
No,
I'm good.
Fine.
Go away.
Eric public server.
So, Quentin, you know, we can get it.
There we go.
Chris, you might know how to move that.
Is a date, and we officially got a date, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I'm asking.
There, shoot me at their team talk. Because why not?
The big reason I'm asking is because when I start working on, well, when we start working on the letters and we start working on promotional materials, I'd like to be able to go in and say officially the date is.
What happened now?
That's what I would like to be able to do.
Are you getting this recorded or no?
Didn't we already work out a date or a set?
I don't think it is, unless I'm mistaken.
First weekend. We said the first weekend in December.
That's why.
Yeah, first weekend in December.
Unless you want me to put it on NVDA Con or something.
Oh, okay. Or something. Okay. Well, then never mind. I'm sorry, guys.
That's already been dealt with.
I'm behind.
Guys, I have no way to record this. I want the whole meeting. Can you ask if it's being recorded?
You're fine.
Thank you. We talk after meeting.
That would be...
Yeah, when we do put together that letter, we can put out, look at some of the times from past cons and roughly plan around those same times. just make it easier, just to at least get out some of the dates and times for the you know, top events or something, like the keynote or the...
The way it will happen is we'll have a bunch of people sign up for the conference, and we'll have a spreadsheet with data on... where everyone is and what time zone is happening, and then we'll essentially have
it says that it's well it says here it's not being recorded, so
someone in like
I can't really
Europe, like, you know,
shoot,
Germany, that they have to present at midnight while we're telling someone in America they have to present at midnight. That's just not going to work.
Cluster.
No, it's not.
It's unfortunate, but it's just really going to depend on where people are in the world, where how we're going to set up our times.
Yeah,
so
well, it's a separate instance, Aaron.
By the way, guys, I needed to bring up something to y'all's attention. If we're going to stream, like, on YouTube or something, the person who is got a YouTube channel needs to make sure that
they should be recording this stuff for people who miss stuff.
Just make sure that they have, like, I think it's like 1,000 views or something on videos.
That's not needed. Yeah, no, that's not needed for desktop streaming. It's a need for mobile, to stream for mobile. That's a problem.
The only thing you're going to have to make sure is a thing is that you've already verified your account, and you just have it's not hard to do that. It really is. Yeah, so whether we do an NVDA Con channel, whether NVDA Access streams, if you know, it'll just depend on what we're doing. But I think we can get it handled. We'll probably do some test runs where we do like a fake conference session to make sure all of the
background.
As it stands right now, I'm in charge of setting up all of our
unless Kevin mutes the box. Unless Kevin mutes
Chris's
stream.
Going.
No, this is not being recorded. I'm not recording this, Chris.
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay.
The other thing that I wanted to
it's not being recorded. Damn it.
Is like. Last year we did some presentations, and some of them were pretty cool.
Bye. Inclusive, bye.
And go.
Hey guys, this is a tribute to Sean C, the late Sean C. he's well missed, and here's your favorite episodes of The Adventures in Odyssey. So here, yep. I found them, and I remember you saying you liked them, so here they are.
Yep. Enjoy, guys.
I miss you, son.
Yep. Yep.
You know it's actually a ninth till his birthday? The month till his birthday? I'm sorry, under...
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joseph, producer for Aaron and founder of the Geofunnest Radio Network. Welcome to Aaron's audiobook music and more dedication and tribute for Sean Coughlin. This time you're going to hear Odyssey albums 27 and 28, which were his favorites. Enjoy the presentation.
Did you guys want to hear it or no?
And merged by the Geofunnest Network.
Aaron's audiobooks and more.
I guess... Can you pause it? I can listen on my phone. Because I want to hear the NVIDIA con. Because Chris is streaming NVIDIA con. Chris is streaming NVIDIA con.
Yeah, we'll just do this.
There you go, yeah. Do that, yeah.
Some of that material, that letter, for example, let's just get that out.
Yeah, Aaron's, he's not recording it. He's not recording it, which is a shame.
That we should include is to honor the contribution of Joseph Lee.
Somehow. Oh, you're right.
We should include that because he retracts from from his work for the community. And are there any proposals around here?
Hi, Robert.
Should we include that in the keynote or when? Or
what he was cutting out? They were cutting out.
I think it's just something like the opening forum or something like that.
Yes, agreed.
Your neck can handle Zoom at all, I guess,
Yeah. I don't know about the keynote.
That's
the
funny. Keynote, you can handle team talk fine. Why can you not?
Too informal.
Oh, gosh.
Well, no, because it's my computer.
Into account that down. That's going to be right during graduate finals, so don't expect Joseph to join anything because he may join.
Hardware acceleration issues?
Being in graduate school, that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
So,
I would disable that.
For this half hour on the Sunday.
I think if NV Access wants to.
I was always. maybe that's. I, you know, I was recording for Team Talk.
If they want to separately recognize Joseph, that's kind of up to them to do that.
That would have actually
I'm
been
so sure
cool
that,
NVDA con music.
I'd like
let's
to
just say,
say
that.
Let's definitely say we should.
I have to agree, Aaron.
How did NVDA con make it? Are they going to do it in Zoom or are they going to do it in
Zoom? Why aren't they recording?
Nope, Zoom.
Or just have a session. Thank you. Here's recognizing Joseph's accomplishments.
You don't tell us.
Whatever, I don't know. I'm not so sure that that's a keynote thing.
We need to do something for our good buddy Sean Coughlin too.
Yeah, well, what's Quentin's opinion? Is he here?
Here, I'm still here.
Okay.
Let's hear.
Let's go.
Oh, I don't have a set opinion. I was just sort of waiting to see what everybody else wanted, but
Oh, hi, Quentin.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Well, it is Joseph Lee's, you know, like, Joseph Lee did announce on the list, on certainly the NVDA list, and I did see it, that he was officially retiring after helping with Windows 11. So I wonder if, I really do think we should at least mention it, I mean, because he also founded NVDA Con the first, 3 years?
Yes,
2014,
he did.
2016, so there's really no reason not to mention him, honestly, especially since he founded this thing. So
I think we should definitely mention him. That being said, I wouldn't expect him to just be like,
I don't know why they're
not
recording.
I'm not going to help out anymore because he is so
ridiculous.
He cares about this so much that even though he's officially retiring from a lot of his duties,
he'll
still be around.
If they want us to, let me just say this: if they want us to,
don't treat it as a funeral service.
They want us to be an NVIDIA
commemorator. Hey, thank you for everything you've done. You're amazing. It doesn't need to be like a your contributions will be this type of announcement. So I think we should frame it as a thank you, Joseph, for. Project.
I swear they're not recording.
Yeah,
well,
but it sounds
hell,
very funny. So, as you
why the hell does it make me wish I had recorded with the SPL recorder now? What the hell?
on stage. So I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like good. I don't know that I want to tell NBA Access.
Hey,
you should say this to Joseph. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I want to start going down that road. Maybe they should. Maybe
my internet cannot handle Zoom.
Only
on the phone.
I think for
if
us,
they
though,
need
to
Windows
talk about,
stuff. They're going to hear my speech.
A separate, like, session or something. Like opening forum.
Yeah.
Maybe that's...
I mean, you can do that separately on
I can't wear headphones and be on Zoom at the same time.
You can even make it a lightning talk or a thunderclap.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
I would just separate the forums like
I'll
just
say something to Doug and
Brandon. Separate it. I mean,
have them
let NBA Access do
that. That's not right.
You know,
why?
Then
I just got my phone back. So I'm going to let my phone charge.
Go for
all
it.
The way up.
So.
Okay.
Right.
And then,
you just got your phone back?
The other thing is, guys, we need to remember one of our other guys who we lost.
What's my phone battery?
Back in July, my good buddy and everybody's friend. John Coughlin. He helped out with 19 and...
Wait, did they give it to you or
what did they do? Or did your physical therapist drop it off to you? He was the one that provided your music for you, Derek, last... in 2019.
Go ahead and say something.
2 years ago?
They need to be recording it if they need Derek.
Coughlin.
Kind of stuff.
He was also the one that joined me, along with our good buddy, Brandon Hennis, a.k.a. Chintrap.
Who is surprisingly who apparently, according to according to what he says, is news that the meeting has happened, which is shocking. But okay, even though Doug mentioned it to him,
so funny. Anyway, we can certainly have a session, or I think we could do a thunderclap for each of them, real quick, just like a honoring important contributions.
What? Wait, are you muted, Chris?
For him, it's more of a memorial type. Situation.
Yes.
I muted myself.
But I certainly think that's a worthy thing
to
do.
Wait, okay, a thunderclap? Mm-hmm. Just a thunderclap? Are you serious?
Okay.
What the fuck?
I'm
about to call Brandon, you know, get the fuck in here, let's rip these bastards up.
So moving forward,
in hell.
You know, between now and the next time that we meet, let's see.
Well, go ahead back in there and just say something about the recording.
Dude, I'm, no.
Well, you're lucky I'm recording this on TikTok.
Good, because, send this to me, because I'm sending this to Simon.
Probably a month before, we'll have access to that Zoom.
I'm done.
And,
yep. I'm fucking done.
And we'll make sure that
bastards are gonna die.
I wouldn't say that. Well, you wouldn't.
Are
gonna meet on Tuesday.
I can't really kill them because
they're
in the cartoon.
What we're gonna do is come up with some of that.
I'm just done. A thunderclap?
And
really?
Sent out.
Yep.
So that's what we have going on, and. I think for everyone else, like if there's
I probably
like,
should
a thunderclap for Sean Coughlin. No, I think it's just a session.
That might be interested in participating.
Oh my god!
It'd be a good thing to start reaching out.
Let them thunderclap for something else.
And, kind of thing, and let them know, you know, we can get that letter to
no, okay, and honestly, a thunderclap
well,
for
but,
Joseph Lee? He's the one that founded NVIDIA. God, really?
Can we start working on commercials, like dates and all that? Can we start working on ads, radio ads?
Oh my
ads,
god,
ads?
Laura!
That's kind
really,
of where
Laura,
I'm coming into play.
This is weird.
And we can't just think that we want to have
Laura, you should be pissed off
with
the fact they were a new thunderclap. Laura, come on!
Let's
do that letter first.
Let's get the legwork out of the way, Laura.
Oh boy, you're so glad I recorded this.
After the letter stuff is done.
Man, I wish I was alive right now. Man, I wish you was alive right now, man. You'd be fucking pissed.
Then
yeah, I'm sure
it
would be.
At least
Brandon
didn't even
fucking
win.
You could start getting
your
points.
Yeah,
I mean, if we have,
we did it. Dude, seriously? I'm about to go up to Rogers and be like, yo, Joseph, you know they're
going
to have a thunderclap
for
Joseph.
Yep,
I'm for Sean, right?
Going to do it. Instead, you know, we have some of that stuff up done.
Thunderclap.
We have a lot more.
I'm going to tell Revenant, too. I'm going to call Revenant, too. Check out Revenant.
Here's the date.
Kevin, check out Revenant.
Well, what I was going to say was.
Okay.
Call
Revenant.
The first week in December.
No, my internet can't handle it, Kevin.
On a new platform, Zoom.
You what?
Also, possibly stream on YouTube. Stay tuned for more.
My internet can't handle it.
Still wait, Laura. That way, you don't have to do a whole lot of audio editing. You know, simple.
We don't want to announce a bunch of stuff and then have details that are key change and have already sent out a bunch of promos.
That's gonna be a bunch of cliffhangers, and people are gonna be like, "Huh? What? Where's the other hanger to complete the set?"
Yeah.
So. Okay.
There's some audio
records. Okay.
What you could do is ask certain groups if they want to have us live on the radio show to talk about.
I'm gonna ask Brandon if I can talk to Sean Fortune.
We should probably wait till more things are ready.
I'm going to talk to Sean Portland.
Next time we meet Derek, I'll bring Anthony. He said he'd be willing to show up and look at the Icecast server for you. So he'd definitely be willing to figure that out.
Hey, Reverend, how you doing?
Cereal, he wasn't able to make it today. He had some family stuff to do today. So.
He is one of
my administrators for my box.
I am happy to offer Icecast if you need it too.
Okay, well, I already got it, Chris. So we got my server. Well,
I'm just going to be hooking it into our site, so it'll be a matter of knowing what configuration is needed and all that.
Yeah. We're in the LQ. Right. Kevin's net's horrible. Anyways.
Alright. The other thing that I want to bring up to you guys is for those of you guys who are on team.
Wait, I got a question. Is Sean
throughout the week, as cons being planned, if there are things we need to do like throughout the week.
Chris is talking on FaceTime, Laura.
Skype, peeps. Wow.
Did what now?
Want to chat, you mean?
Yeah, so if you send anything to Skype, don't expect me to see it, because I've actually deleted it, so good luck.
Yeah.
So if things are being sent out to teams, I mean, I think that's fine, you know, if that's happening. But if there is something that is important that needs to be talked about or decided, I would still say please either wait to the next up to the mailing list, to the NVDA con mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly not looking at any kind of chat apps very often. I can get teams set up. I don't have teams set up right now, but I would still say there's something that we need everyone to see. Let's not rely on teams for that. You know, if you just want to chat with someone on something, that's fine, but
if it's for everybody, I just, you know, it's the list.
Plan for people who work to be unavailable during their working hours. I personally follow that rule. Doesn't matter how hard you try, you're not going to get a hold of me for a volunteer project during work hours.
Hey, look, I don't blame you, my friend.
Yeah, and by the time I'm done with work, I'm often not spending a lot of time on the computer anyway, so it's just
same. I'm going to cook dinner, I'm going to relax, I'm going to go for a walk, I'm going to get some exercise, whatever, but not doing more work.
Don't blame you, Mr. Derek.
All right. Is there anything else that we need to sort out this week? Or I think a few of us have an idea of what we're doing, and then, you know, hopefully everyone else will kind of start asking
really
people
major.
For topics and all that.
Have all access to the old call for topics letter?
Yeah, I do. Google Drive.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think I have access to the con drive, so maybe somebody can send that out.
Yeah, I think
I just sent out two invitations, I say. Hold on. All right. Hold on.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Okay, so I've sent out an invitation to Nimmer and Chris. Please check to see if you got those. Anyone else who does not have access, let me know, or Robert. And that folder.
Oh, hey, it looks like you did send it. Sorry, Derek.
Okay, that folder is managed by info@nvdacon.org. So anyone with access to that account can give you access.
Yes, thanks, Derek.
Yes, and there's the old and maybe you can work with this And what I said last time, or not, I said it in the email, how about the volunteers? Should we do that separately or in the same letter? I just think it's a bit much if you want people to be volunteering and you ask for topics and you ask for thunderclap tweets and all that stuff, you know.
I think Derek and Laura and I maybe will, you know, sort that. I'd rather make some of these decisions as a smaller group if we can. Otherwise, we can. Can you mute?
Go ahead and mute yourself, please, Chris.
Yes, I think he. Okay.
And just remember, if you search for volunteers, we have that Google form.
Yeah, we do. You're right.
If they want to.
Yeah, that's good to know. We can put a link to that in the letter.
Yeah, we can.
Yes, or you one can embed it on the homepage. That wouldn't be a problem either, you know. Sure. I mean, it's all there, the embed code and the share link, everything.
Yeah, okay.
You can put it on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Perhaps Laura needs access to that.
Yeah, I need the link.
Well, I've sent you the
collaboration
link, but
it was
last year. Maybe you've lost it. Meanwhile,
I probably have. Knowing me, I probably have. Yes, I have. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, that's that. What else?
Another quick thing is for everybody is like, do we know? Well, I guess we don't know for sure yet. But like, is phone support included in that?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Good deal.
To some degree.
Oh.
Not in North Korea or something.
What the heck?
I know people in the States can call in if they want to join the webinar by phone. I know that for a fact.
Okay.
I think the numbers are either toll free or I forget. No.
They do. They're toll calls. They're regular calls, Chris.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Never mind. But yes, you can include U.S., Canada, U.K. You can include so many countries in the invite. You just have to select it as part of the thingy, I believe, in the meeting. It'll work.
Yeah, you can call on Zoom in many different countries. We'll just put link phone numbers for each of the meetings, or we'll put like a link to more info on the. I think we're gonna have to reorganize how we do this year. But previously, you just had a list of. Sessions, but I think this year we may have to have a page with more info on each session, and that will include a list of phone numbers for every country.
That's where that Eventbrite thing might come in handy. People sign up for individual sessions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone look at the cost of that?
I think Robert said it was free.
Zero.
So.
Okay.
As long as we don't earn something, it's free.
Yeah. So we can start playing around with that. I don't know, Robert, do you want to start playing around with that? Or does someone else want to start playing around with that?
There's a second platform. Who mentioned it? Elizabeth? Or who was here last time? Campus Crowd or something like that.
Crowd Compass, yeah.
Crowd Compass, yes.
Crowd Compass, yes. That would be the second option.
I believe that's what NFB21 used. I'm not mistaken.
They use both because I think they're both for different purposes. Mm-hmm. I think they use the Crowd Compass for their booths. You know, they have their booths, and then the Eventbrite for people to sign up to the actual event itself.
Yeah, I had the impression that the Eventbrite was easier. Yeah, but
I'm wondering if we shouldn't have a form on the on a website somewhere where people could sign up to come to con, and
I mean, it would just take deadline. 2 seconds to create a Google form like that, but yeah. I guess it depends on what we want people to get out of it, I guess.
Should we have a deadline for how long people have to sign up for con, or do we just leave it open for them? I mean, I'm just thinking, because that way we don't get confused with so many people signing up at one time.
Good question. It would be probably when we...
I would say by October 31st.
Start using the add-on, the webinar add-on, you know.
Yeah, I would say October 31st, and that way November comes, and we can start looking at that and getting the Zoom, you know, figuring out the numbers for the Zoom add-on. I think it's, if we have access to 500 for the webinar, it's not going to be an issue. I don't know that we'll get much more than 500, and if we do, we can send them over to the streaming side or something, but...
I guess we don't need to have a date for that. With 500 people, we are certainly fine. And if the open forum with 100 people isn't the right amount, I mean, how many people can talk together at the same time? That's not an issue either, I think. You know.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how many people want to show up, and that'll dictate for how many licenses that we have. You know, I might need to upgrade it to 300 or something. I don't know, but we'll see. Depending on the number of people sign up, I think I agree that probably using a Google form is just going to be quick and easy, just to, you know, have people sign up, and and that way you're not. We can still use the Eventbrite or Crowd Compass to list out the events themselves, and for people to sign up for individual events, but just for the con itself. It's good to have a number of attendees for that.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to even really want or need to do a sign up for this event so much as just drop in.
Right.
But on the other hand...
I was just thinking of that, Derek, because I didn't want to get... Sorry.
On the other hand, you would put together... I was thinking of putting together a form for actually signing up for a call for topics this year instead of doing it through email, because... In previous years, we get a lot of submissions where someone clearly didn't think through the description and didn't write a description and didn't give us some of the needed info like the time zone. So I'll just make that info required going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Thank a good you. Idea.
Then I can go with Chris? This one. Topic signups, at least a deadline for those. You know, I could do that.
I think October 31st, like Nimmo was saying, would be a good topic deadline.
Like that.
And then we'd have... parallel to that, how many people are interested in the conference? And then going forward from there, we could put some, either an Eventbrite or another thing like that, to sign up, either if you want to sign up for sessions or just to list out the sessions.
Could we
set up like a number for people to call, like if they, like some way for someone to reach out to us personally? Like,
hey, if you'd like to be on call, Doug, sure.
I'm not giving up. I'll get a call at midnight from.
No, I was talking like a localized number.
Yeah, Laura or Doug, if you guys want to be on call, have at it.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Never mind then.
Never mind then. Can I?
We've always done email support because this is a global event and we can't man an on call shift, so.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Can I? Okay, Diver? Daver? Later, man.
Dave? What? My name is Nimmer, just to be clear.
Nimmer. It's Nimmer.
Nimmer, sorry, Nimmer.
That's okay. I get all kinds of names. Don't worry about it. Anyway.
Yep. Anyway,
are we good for this week, or is there anything else that we need to sort out?
I'm
happy
fine.
Just to continue chatting, but is there anything else that we actually need to bring up this week?
What did Laura say?
I think we're cool. I think
we're good to go.
Okay.
Namer?
So someone Namer. Out these descriptions or summaries for email for the
I'm never going to let her let that down. Never.
Oh, no! Should have probably asked that in the beginning of the meeting, but someone should be sending that out, writing that down.
Yes, somebody should be. But
I apologize that mine was super delayed. I wasn't meaning to do it that late, but
I was here the entire time.
You're fine, Chris.
Okay. Here's what I will
yeah, no. If someone could kindly send the first half as well as this to the list, just that'd be great, because then I can just take a look at it and reply accordingly. So yeah,
it's relatively simple. You know, we've agreed to use Zoom. We're gonna move forward writing a letter
or make a form, whatever.
And yeah, and make a form. Now we're doing, you know, both those things.
Yep.
Topics. Here's what I will say. Get with Elena Laura and let her know what you need done, and she can probably write it out for you and get that written to the list if you need it.
Okay.
And I can provide you with.
I can too, Elena. If you can't,
she's not.
If you can't,
Elena, she is not here.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're volunteering Elena to write a description, and she hasn't even been here.
Guys, why are we talking over each other like this?
What's the problem?
Laura has been
talking over everyone else and volunteering people for things. That's not okay.
Okay. Yeah, because Laura had mentioned Elena. Sorry about that, y'all. What you might want to do, Laura, is ask Elena if see if she would be willing to do that.
Okay.
Because she's not here.
Yeah, okay, okay. Okay. I didn't realize she left the meeting. Sorry. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And
that was my fault.
Yeah. It's okay. And Derek is right.
That's true.
We were talking over one another, and that's not gonna be able to be heard very well.
I didn't mean to.
Alt Y raises your hand. If you want to talk, you should raise your hand for at least 2 or 3 seconds so people can know to let up the mic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And if we are having this problem with only a few of us, imagine what it'll be with a lot of people. And this is why the webinar is going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we should be fine with speaking like that. There's no point in raising hands in a meeting like that. Just give yourself a little bit of discipline.
I don't know if I agree with that.
We should be fine.
Well, the problem is actually the fact that people have delay, and so sometimes when I'm talking, I don't realize that someone else is talking until a few seconds, because I think that I think they're done talking, and I start talking, but they clearly haven't stopped. There is actually a very useful point to raising hands.
Raising hands. Yep.
Like yes. Yes, Laura.
Thank you.
Jinx, Nimrod, we both said at the same time at the end. Oh, God.
So, yeah, what's going on is your audio is being sent to a server somewhere in the world, probably being matched with an algorithm based on what's going to be the most relevant for everyone in attendance, and then it has to be sent back out to everyone involved, so there's a very good chance that someone's going to not know that someone else is trying to speak until a little bit later, so I think it is
God, a good problem.
Yep. I don't understand this.
I don't get a thunderclap.
Well,
what I'm doing is I'm just giving everybody.
Well, here's my question though: how long is this thunderclap? Because honestly,
what needs to be said?
I don't.
Well, it's gonna be like boom. Or if I had the other thing,
I would like to say though, now me deal with.
I play a thunderclap.
Is you know one of the things I think that really makes con fun.
Well, we could do a little more than a thunderclap involved. For sure. I wouldn't say a huge session. You
know, I would.
Good
I
lord,
agree.
That's like 40 minutes of not much he does besides helping out with NVIDIA Con and like I forget. What.
No. Oh, I am new through the beginning, but I was here last year.
I mean, that
here.
Could certainly be what
when did I
highlight.
When did I show
sure,
up
maybe
here.
Not.
I'm trying to remember when it was.
Maybe not as short as a thunderclap.
It was around the beginning of December. I remember that.
We could stream the recording of him playing.
There you go.
I don't know. Last year was a blur for me because I had so many things going on at once. So
yeah, I know it's somewhere in that time frame.
Well, you can reply on the list if you want. I don't really. I mean,
okay,
kind of. It's kind of up to you.
Let's finish that up. You will meet on Tuesday. You said. that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And just, I will send you some invitations to the team's mailing list, team@nvdacon.org. Oh, is the address, so that we can share private messages and not so public as...
Oh, I'm a co-host now? Okay! Okay!
So you can...
I'm shocked! Yeah. Okay, now!
Public
I'm
your...
co-host? How did I get
your
that?
Letter and so on there.
I mean, I knew how I got it. Like, what? I'm shocked!
Hand, Robert.
Look at my list!
I have something to say. Oh, he just tested.
Hold on, okay. I'll show you.
No, I wasn't testing. Robert, did you say team@nvdacon.org? That email was set up with NVAccess to have a Google account.
Have you gotten them to set that up? Is Laura co-host?
No,
it's Google. Oh, I think I know what happened. She made everybody. He made everybody co-host.
Yeah, I think I know what happened.
So you went into the Google.
What's being used for private discussions. You know.
What discussions need to take privately that can't take on the regular NVDACon mailing list that already exists?
That's what I want to know.
I mean, we don't have to archive all that stuff, man.
Oh my
I don't really understand what.
He said I'd be right back.
I don't understand what
left
this is for. Is this Microsoft Teams? Is this a Google group that's for.
I just did Shift F12 to read the last
thing. It's just an internal email list. Wait, just an internal.
What's the other mailing list for?
It's like.
I'm recording this! Dude, I'm streaming NVDA through my thing right now.
You didn't want to.
Let me double check. Hold on.
We're going to be using something, I don't mean to interrupt, but if we're going to be using you know,
or should
let's
I separate
settle on
this?
What we're using. I'm not interested in being on a team chat, on a Skype, on a five, two, three different, different mailing lists. I'm not,
I mean, I can merge it. I can merge them if it needs to go back together.
Why we're creating?
No, we don't have
reinventing the wheel.
We don't have that mailing list.
Show me just separate this then.
I'm not owner of the mailing list.
Well, what does it matter? You're owner of it. We're
okay, hold on.
It.
I can make you owner of it if I'm on the start button. Contact the person and say, hey, we need the owners transferred.
It's up to you. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
separate
and,
it doesn't matter, really.
I mean,
because I can publish the files later. It'll literally be the same. Almost the same second.
Why is it public? It's only for. It should be only for people who are part of NVDACon.
Yes, but it's the archive to do all, and that's my problem with it. That it is visible to all.
Should people in the NVDA, is there a way, because I know you can do this, but is there a way you can make a subgroup for team@nvdacon.groups.io. So
I don't know why we need one. The only people in that groups.io are people helping out with con, or should be. You know,
yeah, that's
let
why,
in, that's
right?
Are helping
that's
out
why.
With con.
That's what.
So why do we need yet another one?
It doesn't really make much sense, honestly. I don't get it. I don't like that.
And it's not a public group.
It's visibly public, but you have to send a subscription link.
Okay, the messages are. So what's the problem with the messages are? What are we trying to hide?
I mean, the archive is visible to everyone, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Here, let me go check the settings. We have the archives.
That's fucking ridiculous, dude.
I mean, whether they are or aren't, what are we really trying to hide?
I mean, if we're sharing emails,
what are we really
like
trying to hide? That's a good question.
To contact, yeah. Don't want that to be public. We shouldn't be sharing that in a widely readable or widely seen list anyway.
This is funny.
Yeah, that's actually.
Oh, damn, I wish I had done a separate. I didn't do a separate recording.
Yeah, I still don't think the solution is to create a whole other list. Or,
No. I meant a separate. I meant a separate each user recording. I'm sorry. Not that. I meant to enable separate users, and I didn't do that. Damn it. And my connection just broke. On Ethernet. What the hell?
Is your meeting done?
If there's people on the existing one that shouldn't
now.
Be there,
what
then,
the hell?
You know, we can just remove them. Whatever.
I mean, there are people on the.
I just resynced it. I just resynced the audio, so hopefully.
On planning, you know.
Well, then we can go through. Someone is not, you know, volunteering or helping out, then they don't need to be there. It's easy enough to do.
Yes.
Oh, this is much less latency, too. Oh,
there, we are back again with. That I'm not the owner and can't.
Okay, but that's easily resolved too. Not. That's easily resolved too. So I just don't understand.
I wish I had made a freaking each user.
What's my phone battery?
Or Joseph can give you access to be owner, and that's easy enough.
I mean, it's fine to have this list. To
oh my god, my iPhone! I got my battery replaced.
It hasn't been used to announce things.
Meetings and so
I don't need freaking. And I just
it hasn't been used to announce
like
things. Why are we using it?
Impressive. It'll be done within 45 minutes, dude.
If everybody wants separate groups, that's fine, but
that
I'm not going to be part of 25 different groups.
And it breaks again! What the?
Goodbye. Laura!
I don't mean to make fun of that, but that's just hilarious how it just comes back. I'm not making fun of that in particular, just how it restarts. It's hilarious. Well, we're all the co-hosts of the meeting. I don't understand what's going on now.
How you speak?
Oh, you want me to switch it? Okay, here.
Selected the dialog.
No!
Meeting. Top my video. Alt plus button.
No!
Unmute. Currently muted. Alt plus button.
And,
security menu button.
We already have two
participants. Alt plus button.
I hope.
Great, so why do we need three? I don't understand why we need so many lists.
Neither do I, quite honestly. I mean, I don't... I mean, we already have Teams. Yes. Yes, we're not going to use it for, like... the conference, but I mean, Teams isn't.
Well, I think
that
Teams
bad.
Would be good to use for the conference if we need the, or use some kind of chat for the conference. I think it's great to use for that.
But you don't want to install it. So
I didn't say that. I said I'm happy to install it. I just don't have
to install it. Neither, and so.
No, if I said I'm happy to install it, I didn't say I don't. I said
that you can't with Windows 11. You said
then.
Can't
that,
use
is,
it.
That is true, but I will get it installed on a platform where it can be used. If that's what the team is using, I've said that I will. Please don't use a platform because I want to use it or don't want to use it anyway. That's not.
Use Skype.
Skype is weird, dude, and it's apparently going to be expired in like 6 months or something.
Yeah, I mean that's the problem.
It's starting to phase out, I guess, because of Teams.
Want to use Skype and. Others don't want to use Teams, and yeah, that's all floating around.
No, well, that's why you know you're the so you're the chair of NVDA Con. You can tell us what are we using. I'm just saying I don't want to be on five different groups or lists
can
or whatever.
With the email, if all agree on that, and all are fine with.
I'm happy to stick with email. Good grief.
Okay, well, they're different purposes. So email is used to send out announcements or updates or things that, you know, we're working on or scheduling meetings, that kind of thing. That's, you know, sending out letters, that's different.
Yeah.
Teams or the chat or whatever it is that's being used, that's going to be more for, like, real time, like, hey, this event.
Actually, wait, I'm the coach. You know what I can do? You know what I can do? You know what I can do? Hold on. I'm the co-host. Hold on.
Those are two very different things.
I know what I can do.
The messages are being sent out in Teams, and if there's an important decision or if there's something that needs to happen, you know, something that we need people to know about, that should be sent out in an email, because during the workday or evenings or whatever else, I'm generally not looking at personal stuff. It certainly will take longer to look at team chats and may miss some things if people are chatting back and forth.
No, agreed.
I didn't say that they don't have their use. Agreed. I certainly didn't say they couldn't be used during the conference, or that it wouldn't be good to use during the conference itself.
It's almost over. I can't
I'm just saying that if there's something important to be discussed, that it should probably take place out of the chat.
Well, I mean, during the conference, we probably need a second channel.
And if people who have more time on their hands want to use Teams now, you know, go ahead. I have no problem with people using Teams.
I don't see why we would use Skype, though, because multiple people on the team can't use it. It's just not working for them.
You can't use it. I had never problems with it.
I can't either. Sorry.
Oops, I did. Not working.
Yeah.
I can't either. And Robert, I've got you on Teams, by the way. Derek?
Yes.
So there's at least three people who can't use Skype, Robert. So we're working on Teams. That seems to be working.
Consensus for the most part.
Yeah.
Is that Laura's end?
On the desktop computer that you can't use it, or on the phone?
No, that's my sister you're hearing.
It crashes on my phone, it breaks on my computer, it's just...
It's horrible, man.
It's turned into a bad piece of software that's not usable.
It is, really, yeah. I'm with you there, my friend.
It's fine. God, the fuck? Yeah. You're putting him on Skype for?
Yeah, Microsoft in general is probably going to kill it off soon anyway, so might as well use Teams. Yeah. It's going to be incorporated as chat in Windows 11, although I still can't seem to figure out how to join a group within that, but that's a separate issue that's not related to this, and that's not a reason why Teams shouldn't be used. So.
Yeah, agreed.
And I just verified that our archives are public right now, but we can make them private. We can make them not exist. Well, I don't know if we can make them not exist, but we can make them private. We can make...
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, members can watch them also.
Oh my God.
We can make them private, and we can go through the list of members and just remove people who aren't participating.
Yep.
That's easy enough to do. I just don't know why we need multiple groups.
And multiple interfaces that people have to learn to manage.
Right.
Oh, bye.
If you want to get rid of the
intl@groups.io.
Yes, it is. At the same time,
you got to subscribe here, and then we'd have.
He's not gonna. I'll be back. Come on, and then just
one list for everything. But I already have enough going on in my life.
Doug Oliver has left the meeting alert. Oh, never mind. Never mind. I guess. Hold on. I've got him.
The one to get rid of would be the announcement.
Oh, never mind.
I don't think that
Doug Oliver has left
announcements.
The meeting
if there's any announcements that everyone needs to see, those can go to the regular.
Doug Oliver has left the waiting room for this meeting alert.
Yeah, they get out to everyone
because the announcement list has about 30 members or something like that. Less than the planning list, you know. So I think
goodbye.
But of course, the problem is we still have the links on the website and so on.
Oh man!
At least.
Well, it seems like we're all communicating on one existing list. That's the list we've been using, and that's what people expect us to meet at.
I would much prefer
announcements.
So let's just use that list.
I would much prefer that
announcements. You can just use the regular NVDA list.
I would much prefer that being on one list. Yeah, I agreed.
Yeah. See.
So there isn't any reason to have an announcements list just for Con itself.
No. Yeah.
If all the members are on one list, communicating with each other, that's
fine.
If there's bigger announcements for public that needs to be shared with people, that can be sent out to the regular NVDA list that has close to 1,500 members on it.
What's my battery at?
We are and can reach about 3,000 through all those lists.
Sure.
I'm already at 60%, bro.
That's better than those 38 that joined the announcement list.
Good. So we're in agreement. Very good. Excellent. All right. So are we done for today? I think we've been going for close to 2 hours now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anyone have anything else?
Nope. See you guys on Tuesday, the two of you guys, Derek and Nimer.
Yep.
Sure. We'll be there.
All righty. See you guys.
We're going to use the same Zoom link. So let me know if that needs to be sent out again. Otherwise.
Nope. I'm good.
Nope, I made a very handy shortcut. It's in her box. I put that there, so we're all set.
What I will say is this, guys. Like Mike was pointed out, there's going to be people out there on these lists that may share to the NVDA group, because there's an NVDA group on Facebook. There may be people on that list who might share it to Facebook for those that don't.
Fine. No problem.
Yeah.
Go to.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys.
Right.
See everybody in 2 weeks for the main? 2 weeks, guys?
Yep. All right.
Bye, Robert. He left the meeting.
Yep. All right, so he's out. See you guys Tuesday. See everybody else 2 weeks.
Bye. Yep.
See ya.
All right, later, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye. Laura has left the meeting alert.
Zoom meeting, off my video. Select in for summer. Zoom meeting, off my video. Alt plus V button, video setting. Participants, free window. Participants, list, use arrow key to navigate and twist the number name of us. Compare it, copy, recover, computer audio muted. Zoom meeting, off my video. Alt plus V button, video settings, menu button.
Oh, everybody else has left, so I guess. Well, everybody except Nimer and Derek just left, so I'm gonna.
Radio free service, I'll keep my.
Oh, this is funny.
Zoom meeting. Zoom meeting, off my video, alt plus V button, video, end meeting, leave meeting button.
Hello, Nimer.
Cancel button, leave meeting button.
Hello.
So, with what just happened, is there anything we should discuss? I'm actually really concerned about having a clearly defined chain of command with regard to creating technical infrastructure completely subverted.
That looks like let's see, Chris is in here still.
Should I head off here for now?
It
doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just looking at the participants who are in here. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'll just split it then.
Wait,
random.